Steve, that was, well, it's 6 wins on the spin in all competitions, and that particularly the first half was a bit special, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think it comes off the back of a week's training that we've had that's been really good, really. A lot of players have come back, start coming back from bits of knocks and what have you, and the intensity of the training has been really high, very competitive at times, which is what we want. And it just, you know, even the subs that came on, they looked as though they got lots of energy and lots of drive, and it just kind of mirrors the week's training that we've had.
Yeah, I think Phil Parkinson told us a few weeks ago, it's been coming for a while, hasn't it, a performance like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think we feel as though we had a couple of performances earlier in the season where we you know, certainly maybe Southend and Walsall away even, where we had lots of chances, that it was only a matter of time before we did score a few goals. Difficult when you get the 3 so quickly. What to do then? You can't try and carry on playing the same way, but didn't quite click second half. But yeah, delighted with some of the football, some of the attacking play down the flanks, fullbacks joining in. Gary Medine put himself about, and shame he didn't get his goal, but he, you know, that's coming. I think he's just really working hard for the team, which is important as well.
I know you guys are always a bit loath to single out individuals, but it looked to me like Sammy Amiobi was pretty unplayable in that first half.
Yeah, I mean, the lad's a talent, there's no doubt about that. I think that he just needs a run in the team, just needs to be given a chance. I think that we've done that for him. I think that we've certainly reiterated to him in training how important it is to work on his fitness so he can play full games, or certainly 70-80 minutes, and he's worked really, really hard at that. His levels in training and his figures in training are very good, and he's a talented lad. His touch is superb, and you know, he must be very, very difficult to mark. And I think that, you know, he kind of didn't have a lot of cover in front of the fullback, which enabled him to get a lot of the ball, certainly in the first half, and he was very dangerous.
Another win means added expectation, and you've got the FA Cup now on the horizon.
Yeah, good game. Your mate's been put in charge there for the time being, Dave Moore. You know, I've known him a long, long time, so I'm looking forward to seeing him. And it's it's a club that's close to my heart, really, Grimmies, because Tony Ford played a lot of games there. He was my assistant manager when I was managing. And they'll bring a good following, and it'll be a good atmosphere, and we're looking forward to it.
And what about yourself, and what's been if there has been a difference in the last few weeks, what has it been, and what about yourself? I mean, it's been a fantastic start to the season now. We're not quite in November, but you must be really pleased.
Yeah. I mean, I think that we, with the start that we had, I think we were always going to maybe have a little dip. I think the key thing for us and the expectation levels, it always come with getting good results. We had that at Bradford, so there's no change there. I think we've just been... the lads have been really bonded together. There's a good spirit about them. As I said, the training levels have gone through the roof in terms of distance covered and work rate and attitude and clean sheet mentality, really. And you know, they're all blocking crosses, and wide players are getting back into position. And there's a lot of real good team ethic, and that's the only way to be successful. It's about the team, not about individuals.